If you would turn back with me to the book of Ecclesiastes this morning, and the Bible that you have there on the pew in front of you, right in the middle of the Old Testament, the Bible you might say, is the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And it begins with the idea about what we want to preach about this morning, and that is what Solomon taught us about how to live till we die. Solomon's words are especially bright for us. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, he leads off by saying, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come and the years draw nigh, and thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." And then he goes on to describe for us what we know as a picturesque description of how life develops and changes as it goes from year to year. "While the sun, nor the light of the moon, or the stars be darkened, nor the clouds turn after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened. The doors shall be shut in the street when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Even also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. And ever the silver cord be loosened, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." He concludes this in verses 13 and 14 by saying, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every secret thing into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." The scripture here is giving us the picturesque description that Solomon did of life itself, begins with the idea of "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." The Lord God of heaven did not wish for us to forget all about him until we get so old in life that there's nothing else to do but remember God. He wants us to remember him when we're young. As we begin in our youth serving the cause of God and remembering the ideals of the Lord are proper, and praying for him to be a part of our daily walk of life, and coming to realize, as Paul would write in Romans 8 at 28, "We'll know that all things will work together for good to them that love God and those that are the called according to his purpose." Thus we love the Lord and we become a part of the called according to his purpose. In Ephesians 1 verses 11 through 13, we recognize that when we hear the word of God, we respond to it. It's the gospel of our salvation. And so it is that we hear that call of the gospel. We then respond in repentance of sin, confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, baptism into Christ. We begin to live for him. Resisting temptation, we watch and pray that we enter not into temptation, Matthew 26 and 41. We become people who day by day look in our lives at forgiveness of others who wrong us. Rather than hold a grudge against and speak harshly against, we find ourselves forgiving those who are round about us, who've wronged us, who've hurt us, who've brought us into trials and temptations. We find ourselves resisting those things and become a part of a strength in living for God from day to day. Wonderful is that blessing. Now we come back to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and we find ourselves like this. We find ourselves in our youth beginning to serve God. We go on to obey him. We become a servant of God. We become faithful in his ways. But that does not keep away the fact that evil days will come. These evil days of which he's speaking are not so much the days of sin as they are the days of decline. The physical body will have the eyes to become dim. There will not be the sight value. Their ears will not be able to hear the sounds, even the grinders that once were so vivid. We knew where the bread was going to be because we knew where the grinding was, but we'll not be able to hear it that much. And even the music that we used to love and enjoy will be something that we can't quite hear it soon enough. We have to get up close to it to be able to hear it. It'll be the case that our teeth will be teeth that are come to be few. Our grinders will be few. It'll be the case that our ears will be not able to hear. It'll be the case our eyes will not be able to see. It'll be the case that our hair will turn white and turn loose as well. We'll find ourselves in life going to our long journey home. You see, we're on this earth, but we're not at home yet. We came from home. In order to get an understanding of that, we have to go all the way to the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 9. We all have fathers of the flesh and we reverence them. Much more God, who's the Father of our spirit, that we may live. The application is live with Him forever and ever. We find ourselves in life out here because we came to this earth. We didn't come alone. The spirit within us is eternal. The physical body, no, the silver cord will be broken someday. The golden bowl will be loose. It'll be the case that we find ourselves in death. But it is the case that physically that's only true. Our spiritual being goes on. And while the dust consumes our earthly body someday, the spirit will return unto God who gave it. What will God do with that spirit? Well, did that spirit serve Him? From the heart, did we be people who forgive others? From the heart, did we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth? From the heart, did we kind of find ourselves resisting temptation from the heart? Or was it the case that we did not follow that way? Our spirit was not involved with God in God's way. And as a result of that, we found ourselves yielding to temptations, getting deeper and deeper away from God at times in our lives. Now we find ourselves in His presence as our spirit returns unto God who gave it. What's the Lord going to do to that spirit? Well, the idea is that that spirit that's faithfully served Him and rewarded Him, He'll say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." To that spirit that did not serve Him, what is He going to say? "Depart from me, for you worked iniquity." You lived in the way of life that did not honor me. It did not help anybody else to honor me. It's the way of life that was foolish and filled with folly. That's what He's describing here as we go along here. Thus He concludes the matter by saying in verses 13 and 14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Here's what we should do. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man, the King James says. In the original Hebrew form, I understand the word duty is not there. It's the idea of saying this is the whole of man. If you ever want to say something about a person's life and you want to say this is the whole, this is it, this is the whole nature of it, You're saying that's all there is to it. And this is the whole of man. For God will bring every work into judgment of every secret thing that we have done. Secret thing. No one else knows about it. Others don't know about it. We hid it successfully from others around us, but not from Him who knows our spirit. He will bring all our works into judgment. Every secret thing, whether it be good or evil. As those who serve the cause of God would find, Solomon is addressing the thought of life to death. And he's addressing the idea of how to live from day to day in serving God. Whether we're in the garden or in the field or at the job place, whether in a worship place, whether we're in a service, whatever it is, the circumstance of life, we find God saying to you and me, this is the way that I have you live. Fear me Have a respect for God in the things that you do, in driving, in going on a trip with somebody, in being a part of a vacation, in being a part of a daily walk. Be a part of remembering me. Respect me. Fear God. And keep my commandments. When someone offers you the opportunities to get into sin and wrongdoing and insobriety, when someone offers you an opportunity to be a person who is filled with words that are profane and vulgar, when a person offers you the opportunity to leave that honest way of life and become a thief and become someone who hurts and harms others, when someone gets you so angry that you decide that based upon that you'll kill and you'll take someone's life, instead of giving them opportunity to know there's a better way to walk and talk and be with God, we take their lives. Instead of that being the choice of my life, I fear God and keep His commandments. This is the whole of man. As we find ourselves looking at the whole duty of man, it's not just in what we do, it is the idea of it's all of us. It's our spirit being that's internally. Remember the passage in Hebrews 12 and 9? We all have fathers of the flesh and we reverence them. Our fathers and mothers came and went in our lives. The opportunity was there and here we are. The love that they had for one another, hopefully we saw, we got to be visited by. And we became people who were loving and kind and compassionate people toward others. The idea is to serve the cause of God with that. Much more, he says, think about this, Hebrews 12 and 9. God, who's the Father of our spirit, that we may live. He is the creator of that spirit that is eternal. As described here in Ecclesiastes 12, it is the fact that the physical body decays. It goes back to the dust. When Abraham lost his beloved Sarah, whom he loved deeply, 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 he went to the sons of Heth with a request to give them some burial land that he might bury my dead from out of my sight. He was not weary of the fact that in death the decay has begun. Perhaps it was that God had revealed to him, but certainly science has now revealed to all of us that decaying things have bacteria, decaying things have germs. And in decaying things, there is illness and death that could come as a result of being around that very, very long. To bury my dead from out of my sight. That's the fitting thing to do. This person is not really here. Sarah is still living. Abraham himself is still living. When our Lord Jesus in Matthew 11 talked to those disciples about the life, he said regarding Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living, and I know them. They questioned Jesus about it. They said, wait a minute, you're not yet 50 years old. And Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, they were 1,000 years way back yonder time, 1,200, 1,500 years way back yonder. But Jesus said, you do err, not knowing the scriptures and not knowing the power of God. For it is a case that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are still living. For God is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. And as they were still living, they still had their names. They still were known as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They still were known. Known by God. I close the lesson today with this question. How will your name and my name be remembered? Would it be remembered as a compassionate person who loved truth and righteousness, who was a faithful worshiper of God, who urged others to follow His way and His practice? Or will your name represent things that are vulgar and things that misrepresent the cause of God and a sadness brought about mankind? Hurts and harms were done. No good thing can be said. That's why we offer an invitation to the Lord to be people who serve the cause of God. And as we sing this song today, it'll remind us that earthly life is not all that there is, for we will live on beyond this earthly time. Would you come and obey the gospel of Jesus, as we mentioned earlier in our lesson today? In repentance and baptism into Christ, we find a new walk in Acts 2 and at verse 38. And Simon found himself in repentance and prayer with a new walk to come back to God in Acts chapter 8 and verse 22. He could come back to the Lord and be faithful to Him, and the Lord would reward him as a result. What a blessing it can be to be a person who serves the cause of God and does righteously as we live here upon this earth. A picturesque way of living. We all know the decline in life that will take place, and ultimately someday our physical body will go back to the dust from which it was made in the beginning. But where will our spirit be, and what will happen to us eternally is the question right now. And as we stand to sing a word of encouragement, will you not come to Jesus as we stand to sing?